Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With award season quickly approaching, from the Golden Globes to the Golden Turkeys, the studios are releasing a lot of its big ticket movies in hopes of being considered for some of the major prizes up for grabs. This week, I'm looking at three potential Oscar nominations, all stories about men trying to flee from their dark pasts for a potentially better future. There's a man who leaves a burning home to join the circus, a middle-aged porn star who leaves LA to find a job in small-town Texas, and a young man who runs for his life from Afghanistan in hopes of finding a better one in Europe. Red Rocket, co-written and directed by Sean Baker. Mikey Saber, played by Simon Rex, is down on his luck. He was an LA porn star in his heyday, along with his wife Lexi, played by Bree Elrod. But the good times are long gone. Now he's back home in Texas City, Texas, with no money, no clothes, no possessions, no reputation, the prodigal husband knocking at his ex-wife's door. Naturally, she and her mother, Lil, played by Brenda Dice, want nothing to do with him, but he manages to sweet-talk his way into letting him sleep on their couch. And after an exhausting search for employment, no one wants to hire a former sex worker, he falls back on his teenage job as a pot dealer. And soon enough, with the help of his blue happy pills, he's sleeping with Lexi again each night. But everything changes when he meets a beautiful, though naive, young woman with red hair who works at the local donut shop. Her name is Strawberry, played by Susanna Son, who loves pink hearts and everything sweet. Mikey becomes infatuated by her, both as a focus of his lust and his imagined ticket to wealth. He tells her he'll take her away from this dead-end town and introduce her to the top names in Hollywood porn, after, of course, she turns 18. Wait, what? Red Rocket is an outrageous comedy about the misadventures of a former male porn star, including an extended run across town by a panicking, naked Mikey brandishing his saber. This is Sean Baker's third such film, Tangerine, about two black trans women in L.A., and The Florida Project, told through the eyes of little kids in an Orlando motel, shot guerrilla style, on location, on a budget, using mainly first-hand actors, who I have to say are all fantastic. And he helps normalize marginal sex workers by defying the usual stereotypes. At the same time, though, a movie about a predatory 40-year-old guy seducing a Lolita-like teenage girl is not the same as rambunctious kids in Florida or wisecracking trans women in L.A. Don't worry, everyone gets their comeuppance by the end of the movie, but Red Rocket will make you squirm and cringe uncomfortably along the way. Flea, co-written and directed by Jonas Poher Rasmussen. Amin is born in Kabul, where he grows up under communist rule, watching Bruce Lee movies and dancing to pop music on his Walkman. Now he lives in Copenhagen with Casper, his lover. They're thinking of buying a house together in the countryside. After that is, he finishes his postdoctoral work at Princeton. But how did he get from Afghanistan to Denmark? Well, when the US-backed Mujahideen invaded Kabul, his family is forced to flee, and Russia is the only place offering a tourist visa. But Moscow is a mess. The Soviet Union has just collapsed and is now run by oligarchs and corrupt police forces. So they're stuck in limbo, he and his family, supported by his older brother, a janitor, in Sweden. Can the family stay together? Can they ever make it to somewhere safe? Or will unscrupulous human traffickers lead them to disaster. Flea is a deeply moving drama about one man's journey as a refugee from danger to sanctuary and all the moral compromises he's forced to make along the way. It's sort of a documentary in that it's a true story told by the man it happened to, even though the movie is voiced by actors using animated characters. And by animated characters, I don't mean cute animals with big eyes. I mean lovely handmade drawings that portray what actually happened. And far from being heavy, far from being the heavy, ponderous lesson I was dreading, Flea is actually a wonderfully surprising story, elegantly told. Nightmare Alley, co-written and directed by Guillermo del Toro. It's the Dust Bowl during the Great Depression. Stan Carlisle, played by Bradley Cooper, is a bright and fit young man with great ambitions and a shady past. Leaving a dead man in a burnt house behind him, he sets out to find his fortune. He comes upon a circus and makes his way through the tents to Nightmare Alley. That's the area where the carnies do their work out of sight. He gets hired as a roustabout, hammering nails, pitching tents, but soon rises quickly within the circus ranks. Xena the Seer, played by Toni Collette, seduces him, and in return she provides him with access to her partner Ezra, played by Richard Jenkins, an aging alcoholic. Ezra holds a little black book outlining exactly how to con strangers out of their money by convincing them you can read their minds and talk to the dead. But, he warns Stan, don't fall into the trap of believing all this. That can kill you. Meanwhile, Stanley only has eyes for the beautiful and innocent Molly Cahill, played by Rooney Mara, the electric woman performer in the circus. She's fiercely defended by the other carnies, but they let her go when she says they're truly in love. They move to the big city where they find great success in their psychic act. Stan loves their new rich lifestyle, but Molly just pines for her previous life at the circus. But trouble brews in the form of a femme fatale, a beautiful blonde woman with an ivory-handled pistol who attends one of their acts. Dr. Lilith Ritter, played by Cale Blanchett, is a successful psychoanalyst who listens to and records the confessions of the richest and most powerful men in the city. And she's intrigued by Stan's psychic abilities. She completely ignores Molly. Perhaps they can combine their talents for even greater success. Nightmare Alley is a dark movie about an ambitious but ruthless man in his quest for success. Bradley Cooper is credible in the lead, but even better, all the supporting actors from Willem Dafoe to Kate Blanchett. It has a novelistic storyline with a plethora of characters, almost like a classic Hollywood film. Well, like a classic Hollywood film, which makes sense because it's a remake of the 1949 film noir of the same name, starring Tyrone Power and Joan Blondell. And it also fits perfectly within Del Toro's body of work. From his love of Freaks, Ledger Domain, to Underdogs, to Young Women with Page Boy haircuts, and of course, many actors who appear in his previous films. Guillermo del Toro, who shoots his movies in studios around Toronto, has a troupe of actors he uses over and over, like Ron Perlman, dating back to his earliest movies. Nightmare Alley is quite long, 2.5 hours long, but it kept my attention all the way to a perfectly twisted finish. This is a good classic drama. I quite liked it. Red Rocket, Flea, and Nightmare Alley all open theatrically in Toronto this weekend, check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.